stunning Brentwood Court, please allow us to present to you South Around Grandma.
As promised, episode 5 coming to you. It's a little bit longer of an episode, so strap yourself in. We discuss our ladies' respective biological urgings, fatherhood, and bleach shirts. Later, we discuss food, the great equalizer between us all. And, of course, a bonus heartfelt song about having a kid from yours truly. Strap in, get ready for episode 5. Don't say that around Grandma.
So, I know that last time we talked, Emmanuel was sort of putting some pressure on you. About
yeah.
the kid thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's happening.
What is happening? The pressure or the success?
No baby.
Okay.
No, not for me. But
well, then for who? There's only two of you.
Huh? Is there? No. The thing is,
you can't produce sperm.
No, I can't. The thing is,
you gotta see it.
Oh, cousin, it's too much.
The thing is, she daily is putting pressure on me now.
I know all about that, dude.
Rather than,
yeah, I fucking know all about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, once a week, it's like, oh, we should have a baby, they're cute. Now it's like, Jordan, I'm going to murder you if we don't have a damn kid soon. But then it's like, well, you kill me, I don't have a kid.
So right. Either way you win.
Yeah, you kind of win. That's smart. I think you
figured out. Disqualification.
You kind of figured out a way to beat the system, but not really because you still have to deal with the pressure every day.
Yeah.
The nagging.
Yeah.
So how old is your wife and how old are you?
I am 24. She's 23.
Y'all are babies.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, my wife is 24 and we're expecting our first child, but I was the one like, hey, these balls are getting old. I'm blowing dust.
Yeah.
Can we procreate, please?
Yeah.
We didn't waste any time, man. Like, within 3 months of us being together, I had impregnated her.
Well, that's that good Irish seed you got.
Yeah, I had released my semen and the whole fluid into her
face.
Into her face. And she got pregnant that way. It's weird. Yeah. I don't understand. So I have a kid. He's 5 years old. Turned 5 in May. It's pretty awesome. Like, they get more fun as they get older. What's your trepidation about having one?
Well, I like kids. Yeah, I think it's just every day having a kid is different. You know
it is.
I mean?
You're absolutely right.
Like, and they freak me out. I don't know what to do. Like, I just freeze up. Like, we was at Bass Pro I think it was last year on vacation. This 4-year-old boy, give or take, runs and just jumps in my lap. And he's like, Dad, you're never going to guess what. And he looks at me, and I'm just as shocked as he is, and I don't know what's going on.
Were you shocked by the erection or the
child? The kid's erection.
Yeah, well, he was only 4.
Why did he have it? It was huge.
Yeah. But, you know, after I shoved the shit out of him off of my lap.
And punched him.
Yeah, his mom was looking at me, and I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. You know, and it just made me real. Like, I know that's just a simple thing, but, like, interaction with a random child, but...
Right.
Just kids in general, like, I can hang out with them for 10, 15 minutes, but after that, I'm like, okay.
No, I get that. My wife and I, we don't generally like children, unless they're our relatives or their friends.
Yeah.
And even then, sometimes, I'm not going to...
Yeah.
Well, my
then it'll be your kid.
Yeah, because I would love to give my sister's kids back to them and take them the fuck away.
Right.
But we're both very excited about our kid coming.
Oh, yeah.
All other kids, eat a bag of dicks.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Dick. Thanks a lot, your future kids. Like, you know, you just pissed on his kids, too.
Oh, no, I
or
said...
kid or whatever.
I said I like...
Or a new boat or whatever it turns out, whatever it turns out to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it happens, you know, I'll be happy. I really will be. But if I have the choice...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, shit.
What are you scared of?
Me?
Yeah.
I've tried reading a couple of these fucking parenting books, and I had one that was... Dude, you're a dad now, or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And they try to be clever and witty, and they're just fucking obnoxious.
Yeah.
And then the serious ones are like, she could die on the table! What? I don't want to fucking think about that yet. I'm concerned with my own death. I don't want to think about my wife's death.
Look at the fucking volume change when you did that.
I'm loud. Speaking of loud,
Yeah.
Your shirt is quite loud.
You like it? I made this shit.
No.
I did.
How?
Bleach.
It was a blue shirt you just bleached.
Correct.
On purpose or accident?
Yes, on purpose.
Really?
Yes. I made 5 bleach shirts, actually. A couple of those. I did some long sleeve dress shirts, but Lou said they looked really bad and threw them away. Yeah, I thought they looked awesome. Like, I had a black one, and the sleeves from like quarter length down were done, and a couple of like I did this whole thing, this motion that people can't see me fucking doing.
Splatter painting.
There you go. With bleach, and she said it looked like, you know, shit, and threw it away. Threw them away.
Being I trust Lou's opinion, so I.
See, that's weird, because,
you don't.
I don't. No, no, it's just that I don't agree with a lot of things. Like, I had, what about when I had hair? Did you like it when I had hair?
Well, no. But, but I wanted you to grow the Irish fro out.
Oh. So I could have thought.
I thought everybody with hair is a bunch of dumbasses, quite frankly. If you're not bald, then fuck you.
Oh. I see. Okay.
Well, no,
that sounds like a bitter old man.
Explain.
Follically challenged.
Well, the Snipes men are not known for their prowess of growing hair.
Their long, flowing golden manes.
Unless you're talking about my back hair. In which case, my back hair could give your head a rival.
You are quite hirsute, yes.
Yes. I believe I started taking Propecia at the age of 16, trying to save my hair.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's real.
Wow. Real talk?
Real talk.
Damn.
You're gonna push one of your shitty buttons.
I was, but I don't have one. I need one that says "real talk."
Well, I mean,
real talk with Jay Snipes,
dude. That could be a podcast all to itself.
Straight up.
Shit. Yeah, pissed me off. I pissed myself off with the level of douchebaggery that would be that.
Well, I mean, you can lead a horse to water, but so
ass.
Yeah.
Anine.
Ass anine. Food. Have you guys had anything amazing lately?
Honestly, no.
Okay.
I do really like the. I mean, this is, I'm plugging fucking apparently McAllister's here.
Bring it.
I really like the new Cobb Club sandwich.
Yeah.
I mean, do you like blue cheese?
I do.
Do you like turkey and bacon?
Absolutely.
Do you like avocado?
Mm-hmm.
Put all that in ciabatta bread.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, no, I mean, if you weren't being a lady, and
yeah, because well, I guess that's true. Ladies don't unless they eat a lot of candy. Ladies be eating candy.
All over the place.
All up in this.
Yeah. Yeah. I just been trying to eat vegetables. Like there for a while, I was just eating meat, it's not good. You know, I'm eating like sausage in a bowl. Like, that's my dinner. And that's fucking stupid. Like, that I'm just asking to die. Like, I ate a bag of bacon. Like, I cooked bacon, put it in a bag. You saw me do that.
Well, appreciate
eat it like just snacking on fucking. That's stupid. Well, who does that? So I started introducing vegetables into my diet. Like, I've been having asparagus and, like.
Ooh, well,
yeah, it's delicious. Onions and, like, Brussels sprouts and butter. Oh, it's fucking good.
I can't do the Brussels sprouts.
I love them. They're like little cabbages.
The one thing, my one problem with asparagus is that my piss smells like asparagus.
Yeah.
After that.
Sure. Well, here's how you get. Yep. Here's how you remedy that. I got nothing.
Good to know.
Yeah, you can't remedy that. It's gonna smell.
Drink coffee, and then it smells like coffee and asparagus.
Ugh.
Hello.
There's some medicines that will do that as well. One time I had to take one for like a
cloud.
Yeah. I took it and it turned it bright neon.
Azios. That's what
yes,
you took.
Yes, that's what it was. Yep.
When I had
you've experienced
no,
that.
But I heard a lot about it.
It's pretty impressive.
I've not had a UTI, so I've never had to do anything
like
that.
I don't think I did either. I did, my mom
did
was
your,
just
did,
like
did,
take
did
this.
Your dick hurt when you peed?
No.
Then why did she
I don't
make you
remember
take
the
that?
Symptom that I
why
got.
Is your mother trying to torture you in
I don't know, it was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's neon fucking orange. It
yeah.
looks like your
well,
cup.
Yeah, I've had a UTI.
Oh, okay.
I've tested blood before.
Oh, recall. Good lord.
You not remember that? Last January?
I guess I remember.
Well, I mean, you didn't
how
see
do
it.
I not yeah,
you didn't see it.
Had right. I seen it, I would definitely remember.
You weren't holding my cock because I was pissing.
Unfortunately.
But I mean, I was telling you about it for that one time you were holding my cock.
Right, yeah, the one time.
What do you take for that?
Drink a shitload of cranberry juice and take some fucking antibiotics.
And you take the good and you take the bad.
What do you get?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
The facts of life. That's, yeah.
All right. So as promised, that's a song for all you new dads out there. Enjoy. Debut song from yours truly. That's the end of episode 5. Don't say that around Grandma.
Yeah.